Yeah, well, you know, they were down 7 or 8 points with the 12 minutes to go in the half, and Shabazz Napier, who is obviously their best player, one of the best players in the country, picked up the second foul, and so Kevin Ollie took Napier out of the game with 12 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the half, and you wondered how long he can afford to keep him out without, you know, if they could stay close, if they could stay within 8 or 9, without him, you figured that would be a victory. Well, with Napier on the bench, UConn, the rest of the half, to a total of 12 minutes, UConn, not only did they hold their own, they closed the gap, and their defense really stifled Villanova from there on, and UConn outscored them 16-1 over the next 10 minutes or so to take the lead. And really, that was the turning point in the game. UConn was on the ropes, to use a boxing term, and it really looked bleak for them when Napier went out. But they took control of the game, and then once Napier came back in the second half, then they just buried them.
So they must have a lot of momentum going into this game against Iowa State. I watched that Iowa State game, and that was a crazy ending against North Carolina. Is Iowa State a good matchup for UConn?
Well, you know, they played them 2 years ago in the tournament. Many of these same players were there. Iowa State bounced UConn out of the tournament pretty ignominiously. It turned out to be Jim Calhoun's last game as coach. So I'm sure that UConn has that chip on their shoulder and really wants to avenge that loss. You know, one of Iowa State's top players, George Niang, is out with a broken foot. He's gone for the rest of the tournament. That makes it a much more even matchup, I think, for UConn. If Iowa State had all their pieces, then they might have more weapons than UConn could really stop in a game. But with him out of there, I think that evens the playing field a little bit. Not that you want anyone to get hurt or that's the way you'd want it to be, but still, he's not playing, and I think that probably, you know, gives UConn maybe a little bit more hope than they would have had otherwise. It would be an incredible accomplishment for UConn to get out of this weekend.
Let's go back to the end of the regular season for the UConn men. They had that stunning loss against Louisville, 81-48. And I was just wondering, you know, what did Coach Kevin Ollie do to kind of get their confidence up to get them through the AAC tournament and the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, the first thing he did was right after that game, he told them that if this is the way you play, you're going to be going on spring break, not anywhere in the tournament, that you're going to get bounced out very quickly in the postseason. I think that rung a lot of players' bells a little bit. I think that got them kind of refocused. They realized that they had no more margin for error, that they couldn't go into any more games without anything but their sharpest focus. So I think that was the first thing. You know, they had beaten Rutgers a few days before that on senior night, and it was not a real impressive victory by UConn over a mediocre opponent, but nevertheless, there's a lot of emotion in the building because it was senior night and it was the last home game, and Kevin grabbed the microphone and said he planned to come back in April with Wave's banner. So here, just a few days later, he's telling his players that, you know, if you play like that, you're going to go home very quickly. It's going to be over. So I think that psychological edge that he kind of showed the players that, hey, I've got a lot of confidence in you. I'm willing to go out on a limb publicly and talk about winning championships, but then you can't play like this and put me in that position. And I think the players responded to that. They came out a few days later against Memphis with a lot of intensity. And then, although they lost to Louisville again in that AAC tournament a week after the 33-point loss, they lost by only 10. Now, Louisville's not a good matchup for UConn. I don't know if they would have faced them a fourth time. It can be hard to make an argument for beating them, but they did play them a lot closer when they played them on March 15th than they did on March 8th. And that in between, I think the Huskies got their confidence back, they got their focus back, and I think they've carried that over into this tournament.
Dom Amore, thank you so much.
All right, you got it, man.